So the second way you show people how is by articulating the offer that you have, which is the actual, this is not the brand message. This is about the actual thing that's on offer, that's actually on the shelf for people to buy, to invest in the program, the package, the workshop, the retreat, the mastermind, whatever that is. Yeah, that's really, really important to be able to articulate each of those really powerfully. So it's not just that one brand message and that's it, you're done. You have to create a message that is a compelling message that articulates the different programs and packages too. It's not enough to have one fit, one message covers all. It doesn't work that way. You need it to be specific to that particular program, and it needs to be compelling. Otherwise, that program is, with anything you need, you want people to invest in, you've got to communicate the value of that particular thing, right? So it's really, really important that you understand that those two are the ways that you express the how. But one is the pathway, showing them the pathway to get them there, and the different stages of that pathway and what each part involves, so they feel excited about the journey that's going to be happening. But you also have to give people the vehicle through which that they're going to get them there. It's just not enough to just do one or the other. If you just do the program, then they're like, okay, well, they're not excited about the journey. If you just do the journey and they don't know exactly how it's going to be delivered at each stage, then they're somehow, that they're going to leave with questions in their minds, not knowing how or why, how does that happen? I'm still confused. And a confused mind says no. So you have to give both the pathway and the vehicle. And so it's really, really important to get those parts right and to be able to articulate those parts, articulate the signature process, and brand it with sexy titles and make it fascinating and really make it give the shine on what you do. It's really important to do that. And also you need to create a compelling offer, a few compelling offers. You need to create a compelling offer, and it needs to speak for itself, so that you don't have to spend so much time, energy and words to try and make it sound good. It's going to speak for itself. You're going to create it in such a way that it's like, oh my God, I want to be a part of this. And then the message is just the shine to it. You need to create the great service and product that speaks for itself to start off with. That's really, really important. So I hope, and then to be able to articulate that. So at the end of the day, you need to share to people what they do, what you do. You need to tell them why you do it. You need to give them, and you need to tell them how you do it through, such and such method or such and such process, or, these are the phases. These are the stages. These are the steps. These are the keys. These are the principles. Whatever it is that you do, you need to give people that roadmap, that pathway to get them there, and what goes on in each step of the journey. By not giving the whole ball, the whole store away, you don't need to give the whole store away. You need to tell them at each stage what the outcomes of each of those stages, what goes on there. So they're excited about different stages as well. Like, oh my God, I love that stage where, you get to connect with your soul and feel more aligned with your vision, or, feel like you can, in that milestone, we get to share your story, and you're like, oh wow, I love that. I get to share my story. And then you get to get feedback around, how you can make your talk even more powerful. Like, oh, I love that. I can really see the benefit of that. You see what I mean? But they still need to get to that stage to get that talk, and they need to get that feedback. So you're not really giving the store away, are you? You see, there's an art in being able to tell people what goes on without really needing to give the store away, but getting them excited. That's that balance you want to be able to have. And it's an art in messaging. It's an art in communication. And it's something that, I can definitely support you guys with, if that's something you feel called to do with me. Ultimately, you want to give people what happens in the journey, and you want to be able to tell people what they need to know, and you need to be able to enlighten them, show them what they need to consider, that they wouldn't have thought of without your expertise. And then it's up to them and to realize if that's the journey they want to take and if they want to invest in working with you. So I hope that's been useful so far. I hope you've enjoyed the challenge so far. And I've put some examples of some mission statements in the post. And so you can see what's possible for your brand. That's just the start. Remember, that's just your brand message. You're still going to need to get very, very clear about your brand deliverables. That's really, really important. Without that, you can't even create a great statement in the first place. It's just not going to be accurate. It's just not going to be accurate. That's why I'm able to tell people, oh, you know, maybe this message needs to be tighter. It needs to be, these things need to be clearer. But then ultimately, I really need to go and have a dig with you and explore what your key brand deliverables are in the first place to see whether if this message is the right message in the first place. Just because a message sounds nice doesn't make it a powerful message. Your message needs to be an accurate reflection of what you deliver. That's what makes it a powerful message. Not just from the outside looking in, thinking, oh, that sounds nice. That's only someone who doesn't do message clarity will tell you that sounds nice. And even I can say that's nice, but I won't be able to tell you if it's the actual one for your brand until I start exploring with you some brand deliverables and making sure that it's in line with your niche. That's what lets me know it's aligned. Then it's not just about the message, but then it's about how, you know, you coming alive with that message. When you share it, you're like, your passion comes alive and you're like, you can't wait to express it. You feel like, you know, you feel so confident sharing it. You know, it's not just a message that sounds good. A message that sounds good doesn't mean that you're going to be confident with it. You become confident and passionate when it becomes the right message and it's aligned to your soul, aligned to your heart, aligned to your purpose. And that requires someone like myself to go and have a little dig with you to feel into it. And then, you know, it's just a game changer. It's worth the lifetime of your brand. And personally, I think it's probably the most important investment you can ever make. More before you invest in business coaches. I know people who have invested in business coaches 6 months down the line and they still don't have the clarity. And they still don't have the passion and they still can't make it work. And it's because they didn't get aligned in the first place. They didn't get clear about their deliverables. They didn't get clear about the deliverables that meant a lot to them. They didn't get clear about their niche. They didn't get clear about their message. And so they can't move forward. All those marketing strategies that they're learning at the workshop and they're all with their business coaches, it's water over, you know, they can't apply it. They can't put those strategies in place because they haven't got that initial groundwork, which is literally, this is just like elemental work that you have to do. Without that, everything has a domino effect and you can't move forward. So I really recommend making sure that part gets right. Obviously, I'm here to give you guys that support. And if any of you feel called to reach out to me personally, when I have a clarity call, you'd get one from this challenge anyway. So I'm more than happy to listen to your message, more than happy to give you some feedback and what you could do to move forward and how we can actually get you to that place where people are inspired to say yes to your work. And that's really my mission, because I want to see more and more change makers really get to make the change that they're here to make in the world. I feel it's my duty to see that you get to make more change. And if I can see in some ways how you can make better, more change more effectively, then I will, you know, I will tell you and I will ask that of you. So I hope that, you can really understand where I'm coming from. It really is a place of true calling. I want to see a chain of change in this world. I want to make a contribution to that. So thank you so much for being part of this journey with me, and I hope you found it useful. I'm looking forward to having some personal conversations with some of you. Some of you have already had some personal conversations with already, and, it's inspired you to want to move forward and take further support. Some of you are still kind of may not be in that place or may not be the right time. But one thing I want to say is that, you know, just think about all those opportunities you're leaving on the table for someone to be helped. And because that message, you know, you're delaying that bit and because you're not getting that sorted, and there's just absolutely no point doing it by yourself and figuring it out, when in that time, in that message, you could have had so many more inquiries, and you could have had a few more clients, and you could have been paid a bit more, you know, and you could be, you know, someone's life could change, and so could yours, from the whole experience, from having that that exchange where you get to help someone and someone gets to get helped. So I really recommend taking action and getting further support. And it took me years to try and figure things out. So I just don't think you guys need to do that for yourself. It's just not worth it, you know. Anyway, thank you so much. And I look forward to supporting you guys on your journey. And see all the amazing work that you guys are doing, you know, because you are all change makers, otherwise you wouldn't be here. So go out there and make your big change. That's all I ask. Thank you.